No more too big to fail, says the president.
Obama announces the end of one financial mess.
The American people will never again be asked to foot the bill for Wall Street's mistakes. There will be no more taxpayer-funded bailouts, period.
And the president acknowledges there may be reason to celebrate.
In that other mess in the Gulf of Mexico.
I think it is a positive sign. We're still in the testing phase. I'll have more to say about it tomorrow.
Financial regulatory reform passes. The oil geyser is shut off for now.
Oh, and Goldman Sachs writes a very big check to the SEC. Will it bounce?
Not a chance, but there may be a political bounce from all this news.
TG, it's Friday. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's the Friday after Bastille Day, July 16th. I'm here with Miles O'Brien, who's in for Celeste Headlee. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, John. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. On the 86th day, the oil was stopped. It's a temporary fix, though, but BP's new containment cap is working for now. Every 6 hours, engineers take pressure readings to see if the oil and gas are leaking somewhere else. All eyes will watch anxiously over the next day and a half to see if that cap holds. But Gulf Coast residents are quick to remind folks this morning there is still up to 184 million gallons of oil in the water, beaches, and marshlands.
I think something could have been done long before this.
I think BP was cutting corners to try to save a few bucks. And I think it's going to be years before it's ever cleaned up.
Relief wells are expected to permanently plug the leak next month.
The Washington, D.C. area was shaken by a minor 3.6 magnitude earthquake this morning. Mark Luther felt it.
It shook the whole building. I thought it was like a tractor trailer going by or something fast.
It sounds minor enough. Yesterday, though, the economic landscape shook a bit harder. First, the Senate passed a sweeping financial regulatory bill, placing the stiffest restrictions on banks and Wall Street since the Great Depression. The bill now heads to President Obama's desk.
Reform that will prevent the kind of shadowy deals that led to this crisis. Reform that would never again put taxpayers on the hook for Wall Street's mistakes.
The bill gives the government new powers to break up companies that threaten the economy. It also creates a consumer protection agency. And just hours after that Senate vote, Goldman Sachs agreed to pay $550 million to settle federal fraud charges. It's the largest penalty against a Wall Street firm in the SEC's history. It barely puts a dent in Goldman's bottom line, which reported a $13 billion profit last year. Joining us now is Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So you've been involved in this story from the very beginning. I can't tell if this is a win for the SEC and a lose for Goldman or just a win-win for everyone. What do you think?
Well, remember, it's a settlement. So in a settlement, both sides can declare victory, and they both did. But, you know, you could say Goldman's been on trial in the public eye, and that might be a different question.
Well, the long-term implications of this settlement is what we'll talk about with Louise Story in just a moment. Stay with us.
June was the worst month on record for suicides in the Army. According to military statistics, soldiers killed themselves at a rate of one per day in June. And the world is hotter than ever. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says 2010 is the warmest year worldwide since record-keeping began in 1880. March through June, all were record-setting months.
Yikes.
Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,359. S&P opening at 1,096. The NASDAQ opens at 2249.
It seems like investors are positively reacting to the Goldman settlement. What do you think? Is it the end of all this? Does it feel like a traffic fine, what Goldman had to
half
pay
billion,
the SEC?
Half billion dollar
half
traffic
billion
fine.
Dollars? I couldn't come up with that. Coming up this morning, we're also going to look at young doctors hoping to move the abortion debate out of clinics and back into hospitals. How does that affect the culture war inside the medical community? In a few minutes, more with Louise Story on Goldman Sachs' record settlement in that civil fraud case. Coming up.